Ravens love riddles. In fact, ravens greet other ravens by telling a riddle. When one meets another, he'll introduce himself by asking something like, "Can a raven and owl be friends?" The other might shift from one foot to the other, puzzled, because ravens and owls are mortal enemies. But then he'll think of an answer like, "Yes, if the owl is stuffed and mounted on the wall." Then both ravens will start laughing in a coarse, throaty way that sounds rather painful, but it is just raven laughter. A good many raven jokes are about owls. This is because ravens fear owls. Owls prey on ravens and eat their young. They swoop down upon their victims soundlessly. They are cold-hearted killers. Ravens consider owls to be stupid and dangerous, which is why they get so upset when they hear people use the expression, "as wise as an owl." There isn't an owl alive who is as clever as a raven. The most popular riddle ravens tell is the one about owls and sparrows. "How stupid is a sparrow?" the first will say. "As stupid as two owls," the second will reply. After this, they will cackle with laughter and become fast friends. Why do ravens greet each other with a riddle? It is to tell the good ravens from the bad. This may surprise you, but long ago, ravens were our best friends. Ravens talked to us as easily as we talked to each other. They traded jokes and sang to babies to amuse them. They flew high above the fields and watched over our sheep. They led our fishing boats toward great schools of fish in the ocean. Out on the battlefields, as knights and soldiers lay wounded or dying, their faithful ravens would tend their wounds, give them medicine, or carry messages home for help. After one tragic battle long ago, a grim phantom of a bird appeared. It looked like a raven. The same beak, silky feathers, and dark talons, but its eyes glowed a sickly yellow that pierced the mist of death around the fallen soldiers. This phantom asked each raven a question. "How would you like to live forever?" "Live forever? Impossible! How can any raven live forever?" each replied. "It is simple," continued the phantom. "Eat the flesh of your master." Many ravens were disgusted and flew away. But one raven listened. He had stood by his master for hours, offering words of comfort as the soldiers' last mortal breaths faded in the chill air. Death was a horrible thing, he told himself. Feeling terribly alone and helpless, he considered the grim bird's promise. "Could I truly live forever?" he replied. The phantom nodded. "One bite." The raven leaned over the body of his fallen companion and took the tiniest peck of flesh. First, he felt ashamed. Then a queasiness filled his belly, followed by an icy sensation that trickled into his heart. Suddenly, his heart began to race so fast that he thought it would burst from his chest. In the same instant, time began to move faster for him. The grass wriggled out of the ground in a hurry to reach the sky. The sun crossed from east to west as quickly as a second hand sweeping around a clock. Then the terrible part. He felt hunger, a nagging, gnawing, craven ache in his belly. He ate more to make the hunger disappear, but it grew worse. When his master was nothing but a pile of bones, he became horrified. Had he done this? A cold, wretched bitterness engulfed his soul. The hole in his belly would be there forever. "You are a Val Raven now," said the phantom to his new disciple. "Come, help me. We shall make more of our kind." Soldiers couldn't tell the difference between ravens and Val Ravens. When they saw one bird eating the flesh of a soldier, they blamed all ravens and swatted them away with their swords and told their families, "Don't trust ravens anymore. They'll eat you." It saddened the ravens to be shunned by men, for they were loyal creatures who loved jokes, laughter, and life. Afraid of being stoned or caged, they dared not speak to humans anymore. Instead, they spoke only to each other and kept company with their own kind. As for Val ravens, they were vicious, spiteful creatures. If a raven refused to join them, he would be killed or blinded. Perpetually hungry, Val ravens never lost their taste for human flesh. That is why ravens use riddles to tell the good ones from the bad. No riddle is funny to a Val raven. That is always the first clue that you are in trouble. So if a Val raven asks you a riddle, what should you do? Run for your life.